The Hillsborough County Commission began the first of many public workshops today that they will conduct on their fiscal year 09 budget, and the news was sobering. Kevin Brickey is an economist with the county. He said with the housing market continuing to deteriorate, economic forecasts are more difficult than ever before. And he listed statistics on dropping home prices in the area and the state from a variety of sources.
They measure the drop in home prices between 11% to 20% in the Tampa metropolitan area. In Hillsborough County, the Greater Tampa Association of Realtors looks at average prices. And there, through December, on the average price, that's about a 25% decline. The state looks at ad valorem property values and such as well and does forecasts for the state and for the counties. The state in December was looking at about a 13.8% drop. So they're all in this range of 12 to 20% or so.
But he said that existing sales have actually gone up in recent months due to the rock-low prices in some sectors of the county. And he said that as bad as it is in the Tampa Bay area, conditions aren't as dire as they are in South Florida. Brickey said that the Save Our Homes Amendment, coupled with dropping housing prices, is dramatically reducing property tax values in Hillsborough County.
We have in the countywide fund, as far as ad valorem property values, we're projecting about $32 million decline countywide in ad valorem revenue.
Brickey said throughout his presentation that most economists didn't see the economy turning around until late this year. But Commissioner Kevin White asked if the economist's projections were possibly too optimistic.
I mean, I'd looked at some others that actually don't show the market rebounding until mid-2010 or even starting going up till mid-2010 to late-2010.
And currently, the range of opinions is looking at late 2009-2010. But I agree that the greater danger is that it would last longer, that the bottom would not occur until perhaps mid-2010 or later 2010. So I do understand that your point.
Hillsborough County's chief economist, Eric Johnson, told board members that traditionally, the forecasts that his staff makes this early in the year inevitably are corrected later as tax revenues are captured. But he says the difference this year is that generally by the summer, there's typically more money on the table than predicted. But he says that might not happen this time around.
And the board historically has had the opportunity to do some adding back, or even in the good years, we may have estimated a fairly high rate of growth, but there was additional money on the table as the tax base grew, and that gave the board the opportunity to add some expenditures and cut millage rates, which we've done fairly regularly. The risk that we have this year, as Kevin has explained it, is that, and I think Commissioner White hit right on the issue, nobody has experienced what we're experiencing. Everybody is estimating it, and I'll confess I'm an economist too. they'll continue to disagree with each other as we go forward.
Johnson said the risk this year in comparison with the past is simply the number of foreclosures.
In the past, those foreclosures were rare events. They were right outside the realm of normal transactions in a real estate market, and so as outliers, they could I think basically ignore them. This year, the foreclosures are so prevalent that they're driving the market values. And so we have the potential that as we go through, and as the board talked about, additional, you know, on a biweekly basis coming back and letting you know if there's things that the board needs to discuss, we face a potential that over time will get progressively worse.
An exasperated Jim Norman questioned county economists, asking them if they could tell him when the government would start unfreezing the credit markets, saying that's what's needed to correct the ailing economy.
I'm talking about relaxing markets that people can actually, not mortgage mitigation, they
right
can actually get loans again.
Right.
That right now the market's froze. I mean, it's froze unless you have pockets of cash that there's no, I mean, you've got to relax it some, and that spurs the market.
At the end of the county commission's meeting last week, Commissioner Norman expressed frustration with a backlog of approved building permits being stalled. Since then, a local blog commented that Norman and the majority of the board wanted to expedite more housing, but Norman said Wednesday that was not his intention.
How it's construed that I think that we should waive concurrency and all those kind of things, I never said that. And I want it to be very clear. I want to abide by the rules, but we can take extreme measures in trying to facilitate things to make sure if we're the problem, we need to facilitate as quickly as possible to get these things in the ground where revenue can start flowing in our community also.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham also denied that he had any intention of trying to weaken environmental protections.
And on that same note, I know that I interjected in there, and I use the word crystal clear several times, because I knew that someone may say, well, there's an interest in lessening rules or regulations. And I looked at you, Ms. Bean, and said, you understand this is not an issue of anything other than following the procedure, but looking at how we improve the method.